views from over here, sharing ideas, thoughts, inspired by life lessons, current affairs, and experiences from Yard and all over the world. Tune in now and every time to hear a refreshing spin on simple but profound topics with a straight Jamaican perspective and twist. You may never know, the views heard could be your view the next time. Can you believe it? It's December already. It's approaching the end of the year 2023. Oftentimes, we have the best intentions to get things done. However, we just don't have that compelling justification to get the task or activity completed. Then we might get that urge, that motivation that will give you the vibe to get up and start going. I personally like when I get that nudge to start, that little buzz or the alarm goes off to get cracking. So with that said, definitely on this episode of Views From Over Here, you have got the notification that a new episode is out. But will that be enough for you to listen to the end? Let's find out, because today it's about enough to start but fail to finish. Let's begin ripping apart this enough to start but not enough to finish. But before we get to the end and identify the root causes of this, let's unravel the beauty of initiative. To be honest, some people have it and others rely on others or something to trigger it. Well, if you think about it, getting up out of bed on your own is a typical example, cause others need alarm devices or someone to wake them up. No shame in your game. Having this initiative activated on your own within you can be considered an art or a skill. But then you have the daunting thought with others that will come over you that, let's take a few more minutes of sleep, which includes laying around in the bed a little longer. But if you think about it, how many great ideas have you had or stuff you've started but simply not finished or bring to fusion? It is really a chronic problem we have as human beings. But what is the cure? So it is clear now that we all have brilliant ideas or thoughts to act on. For example, the infamous New Year's resolution, transitioning to a new diet, implementing a new exercise, or trying to have regular savings of money or a new lifestyle, a new habit, a new practice. Trust me, the list is infinite, especially if you believe the sky is the limit. But I would encourage you to keep setting those goals, especially if they are positive and beneficial to you and others around you. Because, let's face it, starting something good or setting the trend is not always about you. Let's get down to business now. The best thing about starting anything is obviously finishing it, which is the accomplishment of the achievement or completion. But of course, I have to slip my little disclaimer in, which is it depends on what it is that you're trying to achieve. Because sometimes the task at hand you may have chosen could be a huge and momentous one. For example, taking over the world, or maybe you want to get equal rights and justice for all, or you want to stop world hunger, or to quit a bad habit that is difficult to break, like the addiction of anything. These are serious big tasks, but don't get daunted, don't get discouraged. My first suggestion to achieve the end game is to size up your opponent. What do I mean by that? Visualize your goal. Conceptualize the target. Do some research on it. Study up about it. Figure out as much as you can about your objective and approach. I know the unknown is scary and oftentimes become the deterrent to accomplishing your task. For example, I am doing strength training and I knew nothing about lifting weights. I just knew I wanted to be strong. And When I decided to do this, I looked at considering the approach and the feasibility of it. I did a lot of research. I looked at the target, worked on the weights I wanted to be lifting, knew how I was going to start, tried to get the equipment and the gear to match, and set out a beginner's plan according to what I would have researched as much as possible to hit my objective. The next strategy in your approach is to be consistent. Work out your pattern, develop your trends, discover your practice routine, decide on your style or intervals to repeat for emphasis. I call it muscle memory, so you have the reflex to just respond when you come into that situation. What works for you may not work for me, but try to ensure that you chip away at your goal deliberately, intentionally, and purposefully. This may come down to discipline, but I would like to use another word here, accountability, because sometimes our goals are personal and internal to our struggles, and it's not very visible to others. And in those cases, you must be objective and willing to hold yourself responsible for the actions and inevitably your own growth. The third strategy is hard to accept, but extremely necessary. You must be aware that you may blunder, you might falter, you could miss a few deadlines and milestones in your path to the finish line, but keep going. It will be okay. It doesn't mean that you have to do twice as much tomorrow. It is still one day at a time. Procrastination will come, but the summing up of your outcome will have considered that you included some slip-ups. So plan with buffers for slack time, for cheat days, for little bumps in the road. But the ultimate pathway is your light at the end of the tunnel. That's what you should be seeing. Sometimes it's okay to be hard on yourself too. Have high standards. It will help you that if you do stumble, you will and must get up and head right back on the path in order to achieve. Finally, the last strategy. And honestly, I didn't know this word had so many connotations. I really like it, and I think I like it more than hope and faith, but I think it's cut from the same cloth. And the word is believe. Even when the odds are against you, it is essential to keep working towards the finish line with some believing. Present continuous here, the ing, believing. There's so much doubt that is out there if you think about it. We're surrounded by it. And trust me, the haters, they are there. You might keep wondering, what am I doing? The self-confidence is lacking. You might not even be seeing any results as you have instituted all of the techniques I have mentioned before. But this last one, this word, is the binding agent for all that I have said before. Believe. I am convinced that if you put all of these strategies together, you are on the right path, because this formula works. It's proven time and time again. In closing, we all have our own strategies and approach to getting things done. And this is similar in the beauty of life, which is like a GPS which navigates you using several different routes to your destination. But like the energy which is needed to move, that's what we are. Everybody's energy is different. The molecular breakdown must include these that I have mentioned now. But no more secrets. It is time to give mankind the remedy and the formula to finish in the race. After all, it is not for the swift, but for those who include these KPIs, key performance indicators mentioned before, and those ingredients will determine the how you get there. So see you at the finish line, and we will reason together on how you got there. It just might be your story that is the inspiration and drive to others.